skin in case I fall off my chair.
I'm looking at the list here from yesterday. I didn't share this with you earlier. The new numbers from yesterday, 103 fatalities reported in the last 24 hours. The problem with those numbers, of course, is that we don't know how many of those were actually in the last 24 hours and how many have been added in. The state's been folding in all sorts of deaths from previous weeks, maybe months. We're not quite sure. They're not open about it. Also, we have massive amounts of testing now, a lot more testing than we've had previously. So if you see what appears to be more people testing positive, of course you do. I mean, you just heard from Heather in Harbor Springs saying, you know, they're all being tested for antibodies and so forth. If you test their positive, does that get fed in? I don't know how that works. I'm very curious about how many people in Michigan have been exposed to this virus. That's mission critical to know. And thank you, Victor, again, for taking the time to call in about the problems with the unemployment line. You know, it's not the first time I've heard that. It's not the first time I've heard that you cannot get through, because I've been talking to people that are in construction and so forth. They've been off the job, you know, since mid-March.
He's here.
And there's no way to get through the system, so the unemployment benefits are not flowing the way they're supposed to. I agree with Victor. Maybe it should be mission critical to make sure that those people get taken care of, you know. Right now we're trying to tool back up to go back to work. That's the right thing. I think we should do it faster as opposed to slower. And my point of view is from the team reality point of view. Joining me now to focus on some of the things that we're going to need is Bob Thomas from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. He's the chief operating officer there, because one of the things that the governor has outlined is personal protection equipment will be needed at many companies, if not all, to reopen safely, they say. Bob, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. So PPE, I mean, we've heard this for weeks now. It's not easy to get, or hasn't been. I mean, a lot of people have cranked up production of PPE, whether it's masks or gowns or whatever it might be. But for small companies, I mean, they're not in a situation where they have a supply chain, where they have easy access to PPE, I don't think. How do we address this? Where do we get started?
You're absolutely right. And it's not just small businesses. It's small doctor's offices, dentists, and other folks, too, that are competing for the same resources with all of our small businesses. And because they don't have a supply chain, it's difficult for them to place a small order or access that readily. So we've reached out to all of our members asking them if they're sourcing, distributing, or manufacturing any of these products, if they would volunteer their information so that businesses could order directly from them or aggregate an order so that they could start getting ramped up to open.
And let me ask you this, because I'm concerned about this. First, the governor ordered businesses to be shut down. And me personally, not your position, but mine, is that it was overreaching. And now you say, well, you can go back to work, but you have to do these things, and you have to buy all of these supplies. At what expense is my question? At what expense? I mean, if you're a small business of whatever description, and you have to buy gloves and masks and whatever else is deemed required, there's an expense there, right? A lot of businesses, you know, it's an unaccounted for expense. How big could it be?
Absolutely, and it could be a significant expense depending on how long they're going to need to source all of this equipment. But our members so far have volunteered, the ones who have listed their products on our website, that they're trying to keep prices as low as possible, or in some cases donate it to specific types of industries. So I think in the case of the business community, we're all trying to work together to make this as painless as possible, but it will be an unaccounted for expense in order for some of these companies to reopen, and that could be a challenge for some, especially with large workforces.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think about the auto construction, the auto plants. Are they all going to have PPE on, or how is this all going to work? And the other thing is, a lot of businesses are going to have questions. What applies to me? What doesn't apply to me? I have one employee. I have 10 employees. I have 1,000 employees. The place to go is the Michigan Chamber. You guys are trying to figure it out so you can answer questions in a streamlined fashion, correct?
We are, and there are still very vague directions coming from the governor's office and the order about how this is supposed to all work. And so having those resources on our website, on our toolkit, which includes the PPE directory, should be a good resource for a lot of companies to go to for source information.
Right, because, that's what you do. You have 6,000 members across the state. Your job oftentimes is to figure out the answer to these questions, even when they are vague. So I know you guys are working every day to figure out not only the suppliers for PPE, who can help, how you can get in direct contact, but what's required for each kind of business. Here's your category of business, whatever it may be. Maybe it's construction, maybe it's yard work, whatever your categories are. And so you have different levels of equipment is going to be needed for somebody that's working inside as opposed to somebody that's working outside, I would guess. Of course, I'm applying logic to all of this, and that doesn't always apply to government. Now, does it?
No, and of course it will change from month to month, too, as the virus changes. So, but we do know that everybody needs masks and gloves and some sort of cleaning supply, and there are plenty of resources on our website right now for people to get to.
So that's a pretty good start. Bob Thomas here, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber. Bob, I greatly appreciate you checking in. Anything else you want to add to for the folks here while you're here of other resources and things that might be available from the Chamber to answer questions during this, shall we say, very unusual time?
Absolutely. We're working on a response and recovery toolkit on our website at michamber.com. Right there on the front page, you can access our FAQs and also our link to PPE equipment. And then if you're a business who is sourcing, distributing, or manufacturing any of that product, please give us a call. We'd be happy to add you to the list to connect you to customers.
There you go. Bob, good work. Greatly appreciate what the Chamber is doing to try to, get back into the business of doing business. A lot of folks have been flatlined, and in standing back up and dusting ourselves off is going to be, for some of us, a Herculean effort. So thank you for what you do so much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
You have it. Bob Thomas, the Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Man, they have their hands full. No question. They have their hands full. Good work there, though. If you need PPE, if your company's required to have some equipment on hand, well, you've got to go to source now, the Michigan Chamber. Traffic directing right there. A clearinghouse of information of where you can find the equipment, the companies you can hook up with. If you're making the equipment, get a hold of the Chamber. They'll put you in touch with the people that need the equipment. And the business community pulling together, and I'm glad to see that, because a lot of people in business, smaller businesses for sure, have been hurt, some irreparably harmed. And so let's band together, and I appreciate what the Chamber is doing in this account. By the way, by now you've realized that the leading concerns for people that catch COVID-19, when doctors see somebody that has an obesity issue, high blood pressure, possibly diabetes, all of these things are premorbidities that really reflect poorly on people who catch COVID-19. And so it's time to do something about it. My Pure Health Solutions wants to help you, because it's not just COVID-19. If you're overweight and have high blood pressure and diabetes, your immune system's out of whack, My Pure Health Solutions wants to help you no matter what your challenges are. They want you to be healthier. I did it a couple of years ago. I was so glad I did. Lost 40 pounds. It's still gone, by the way. Hanging in there, doing my bit, have my challenges, but you can get started today, and they'll do it for 30% off right now, because they know money is tight. 30% off. My Pure Health Solutions, a custom solution for you. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, and right now, save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.